98FM. Now, that's what I call sport podcast.
You're on there. That's what I call sport on 98FM. It's Jamie Moore here on Sunday. Now, last night I got to catch up with Dundalk midfielder Robbie Benson to talk all things Champions League. The Lilywhites drew 1-1 with Rosenborg in their Champions League qualifier in the first leg at Oriel Park. Earlier last week, they're flying off on Monday before Wednesday second leg. They know they need to score, as Rosenborg did get an away goal. Dave McMillan had put Dundalk 1-0 up. He's now the League of Ireland's all-time European goal scorer in the Europa League and Champions League, which we'll speak to Robbie about in a few moments' time. Robbie, welcome back to 98FM again. How are you?
I'm very good, Jamie. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Robbie. Now, Robbie, we're at 98FM's Big Slide all weekend, and a certain Dundalk star in Jamie McGrath was seen riding the slide a number of times, enjoying his weekend off. Surely you should have brought some of his teammates with him for a little bit of fun, no?
No, it wasn't a weekend off, Jamie. I was in this morning training, so a little bit of R&R after training. So, we were in this morning working on stuff for next week. So, we were out early enough, so Jamie was free to do what he wanted in for a bit.
Yes, sir. We're chatting to Robbie on Saturday night because he's getting ready again to prepare for Dundalk's flight, heading off to Rosenborg on Monday. Robbie, before we talk about the second leg, just a word on the first leg. Watch the game, incredible atmosphere at Oriel Park, and the manager Stephen Kenny afterwards said he felt you guys deserved something from the match. I'm sure you would feel the same.
Yeah, definitely. The crowd were really in full voice at the start of the game, and really kind of inspired us, and we started very well and had a number of chances before we scored. So we were disappointed, especially to concede when we did just before half time, and that had a major impact on the game, because they had their away goal then and were content enough then to sit in and just nullify any threats that we had.
Robbie, tell me about Dave McMillan's goal. He continues to score important goals for yourselves, and his goal in the game the other night was no different.
Yeah, it was a great move. Remember, we put the ball down the right hand side and Chris Shields played it into me. And I tried to just lay a little one to Mickey Duffy to run with it, but the referee kind of got in his way and then kind of bobbled around a bit before Mickey got it again. And I think Mickey made himself with a bit of a cross come more of a shot. So, but Dave's movement, if you watch the replay, his movement was fantastic. And he's in really, really top form, and he seems to be peaking again at this time of year, which was so important for us last year.
Yeah, we then saw the equalising goal, Robbie, and the away goal for Rosenborg means that you guys have to score in the second leg. Is there a little bit of disappointment having gone 1-0 up, and the manner in which the goal was conceded? I know Stephen Kenny said after that he felt it was an own goal off Brian Gartland, and a goal that was probably avoidable from your own point of view.
Yeah, I think especially in European games, if a team knocks five or six passes around you at the edge of the box and get a good goal, you can put your hands up and say it was a great goal. But when you can see the set piece in Europe, it can be a little bit frustrating when you practice so much on those things to be let down by something so basic. It was disappointing, and as I said as well at the time, if we got into half time at 1-0, we would have been rightly set up a chance to regroup at half time. But that wasn't the way it worked out, and we're going to have to go and score over there on Wednesday. And looking at the positive side of things, if we were to go over there with a 1-0 lead, we might be a little bit more defensive than we might ought to be, and this team is well set up to attack. So it allows us as well to go at them from the start, because we know if they score, it doesn't really change much for us. We're still going to have to score over there. So you can obviously, the 1-0 lead is better, but you can take positives from the position you're in as well.
Robbie, just on Dave McMillan, a man you know very well, you would have played with him during your time at UCD as well. He's now the League of Ireland's all-time top scorer in Europa League and Champions League with 7 goals. Only Roy Keane has more with 15. That is some achievement. Like, when you look at it, 7 goals doesn't sound like a huge number of goals, but when you compare it to the level that, these matches are being played at, and also the amount of times that Dave has actually played in Europe, it's a very admirable achievement.
Yeah, it's a fantastic achievement. I think anyone in this country just playing League of Ireland is lucky to score in Europe at all in their career, given how many teams have failed to get through over the years. So, it's a great achievement, and hopefully he can build on it and extend his lead over the current League of Ireland players and have a record there that'll last a very long time.
Yeah, as I said, Robbie, we're having this chat on Saturday evening. What's the plans for Dundalk now, between now and when you fly off on Monday, and also from then to the game on Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll train again tomorrow and do a bit more work on our shape and our game plan for next week, and then we fly out on Monday evening and we'll have a light training session then Tuesday in the stadium before the game on Wednesday. Yeah, so we're over there Monday night, so it gives us a lot of time to relax and unwind the hotel and get ourselves the right frame of mind, and there'll be plenty of video work done as well. So yeah, these trips are, you know, enjoyable outside of football. You're not, you know, having a great time all the time, but it's nice to get away from the, you know, from the day in day out stuff of the League of Ireland and have these experiences. And you know, we want to have two more at the very least.
Yeah, Rob, from the point of view of a player, and I know you're a student off the pitch and a student of the game as well, do you find playing in second legs or playing against a European team for a second time easier from having played them the first time? We all saw the stuff last week on social media about the opposition report being found on the side of the road, etc. I know Stephen Kenny and his assistant Vinnie Perth go very in-depth on video and clips of the opposition, but you can't buy the experience of physically playing against them heading into the game now on Wednesday of next week, having been on the pitch with them for 90 minutes last week. I'm sure it gives you much more of an idea of what you need to do.
Yeah, and I think if you look back to last year in their three qualifying rounds, first day against FH, we drew, and then we knew what we had to do. We went out there and got the positive results. Same with Bate, we were very much second best in the first leg out there, but we knew that when we got them back to, you know, Tala as it was, that, you know, it'd be a different kettle of fish, and we had a much better performance given that we knew what we were up against. And even the leggy game, although we didn't qualify, we were a much better team in the first half over there. In the second leg, knowing what we were up against. So yeah, I'm sure Rosenberg will be thinking the same thing, that, you know, we're not known unknown quantity for them anymore. But you know, we look to try and just do our best and give everything we have to get a win on Wednesday.
Robbie, where are the areas you feel from the first leg in transition out to the second leg on Wednesday you feel that the team can improve on, and with it being the away leg and with it being, as you said, you're not 1-0 up, they got the equalising goal, so you do have to score, and that changes the complexity of the game, that if you do score an away goal over there, it puts you really in the driving seat?
Yeah, because they'd be, you know, if we get one early especially, you know, they'd be very cagey, because they know if we get another one how valuable that would be for us. So but as I said, you don't really know until the game pans out. I'm sure Rosemar didn't expect us to be so much on the front foot as we were last Wednesday. And, you know, there'd be an onus on them to come out in front of their home fans and put us under pressure. So we'd have to try and nullify that and just, you know, see how the game pans out. And I think we'll get chances over there. So, you know, we're going to have to be clinical, because, you know, we might get lots of chances, we might get a few. But, you know, we're going to have to take our chances when they fall our way and see where it takes us.
Yeah, as you mentioned in the games last year, Robbie, in the qualification rounds and also in the group stages themselves, you could see Dundalk really grew into those games, and that experience and that confidence. I know Stephen Kenny spoke to us last week about, I think it was 18 games then, it's now 19 European matches that the club has played in the last number of seasons. And that experience overall, I mean, if you look last year alone, and a number of the players, including yourself, had that experience. Your famous goal against Bate and Tala Stadium in the rain. That experience, if you need it in this game, if it's tight and if things are under pressure late in the game, will definitely stand to you.
Exactly. I think League of Ireland players in their career are lucky to play, you know, 12 or 15 games in their whole League of Ireland career. And most of us manage to play 12, if not, or 10, if not 12, last year alone. So, you know, that's a really valuable experience, and you know, every game you play, you get a bit more used to it, and hopefully for the lads who are new in, can learn from Wednesday night and the game and not be overawed, and hopefully that experience was sent to us next Wednesday and hopefully beyond that.
Robbie, you've scored some amazing goals across your career. Of course, a couple in last year's Europa League campaign. Talk to me about playing with Patrick McElhenney, not just playing with him, but playing with him this season. And every goal he scores is a goal of the month, goal of the season contender, as things currently sit. He's just banging them in for fun, and they're all unstoppable strikes.
Yeah, look, Patrick's immensely gifted, and You know, he's a real joy to play with. You can just see in the ball, he makes stuff happen. So, you know, he's definitely our talisman. And, you know, I think not just at League of Ireland level, the stuff that he's doing and the goals that he's scoring are incredible, you know, at any level that you could play at. Just so happens that he's playing in the League of Ireland, and, you know, the infrastructure might look as good. But, you know, definitely the things that he does are, you know, would make jaws drop at any level.
That's Undocked, Robbie Benson. Robbie, thanks a million. The best of luck. I know you've got a couple of days before you fly off to Rosenberg and the game on Wednesday night, and we'll chat to you again soon. Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks, Jimmy.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98FM.